and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having an absolutely fantastic day today. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. It's cloudy outside, and it's kind of humid. It doesn't know if it's August or September. It doesn't even know if it's, you know, December. It doesn't have any idea what the weather's doing. The weather's been very strange. But, you know, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to do it again. This is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice, and I will be glad in it. I spoke to an old college friend yesterday, and she told me, she says, you know, Ted, since I've been hearing you say that on the show, I've been saying that every single day. And my whole attitude has changed, and because of your Health Master supplements, my entire life and health has changed. And I told her, thank you. And that's what we try to do on the show. We try to strive to be, you know, that's different show. That show that's going to stay on point, stay on message. Some of you guys say, well, you say kind of the same things every once in a while. You say them kind of over and over again. I'm like, well, yeah, until everybody gets it, I kind of need to repeat myself. I don't know what else to do. I mean, I'm trying my best to avoid sensationalized news and stuff that basically cannot be verified. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. We've got an asteroid coming in 5 years. Well, maybe it's 10 years. Maybe it's 15 years. Oh, what are we going to do? No, I don't do that. No, I don't do that. I mean, let me explain to you this way. If we have an asteroid the size of Mount Everest hit the planet, I don't care where it hits, just make sure you're prayed up. It's done. We're over. And it's okay. Because, guys, no matter what we do, we're not leaving the planet alive unless we get raptured, which there's a lot of people wondering about that whole theology now. But the reality is this. If Christ doesn't come back in our lifetime, there's a high probability we're going to meet him in the heavens, in the glory. And remember, when you get born again, you're saved from that point forward. So just remember, it doesn't matter if we have an asteroid that's going to wipe out the planet. None of this matters. It doesn't matter if we have spaceships coming in with aliens. The Bible already told us those guys are real. Our faith is in Christ Jesus. I had a meeting a few years ago, and you guys will remember this story. A man who I knew, his name, well, I won't mention his name. Well, I'll mention his name. I won't mention his last name. Because I know he doesn't listen to the show. His name's Gunter. And he's got cancer. He's been dying of cancer for a long time. And the sad part about it is he doesn't know Jesus. And one day he was here at the house and I was talking to him, a German citizen, and he's been in America for many years. And I said to him, I'm talking to him in German, and I told him, I said, well, you know, you talk about all of these things that you believe and that you believe you're going to turn into a crystal. He goes, yes, I'm going to turn into a crystal. And I said, okay, great. Well, while you're waiting to turn into a crystal, you might want to think about Jesus. And he goes, oh, Jesus was a good man. I said, well, he's a good man, all right. I said, but now, I said, you believe in aliens and all this other kind of stuff? Oh, yes, yes, yes. And I said, okay. I said, do you know that if you call on the name of Jesus in an alien abduction, according to the reports, that they have to put you back in your house, they can't touch you? Yes, 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 I know that. That is true. That is true. And I said, all right, let me explain something to you, Gunter. You're a smart guy. You're an attorney in Germany, attorney here in the United States. I said, you're very smart. I said, do you not get the fact that there's power in the name of Jesus that you can basically be put back into your home if you believe in alien abductions and all the other assorted weird things that happen with these demonic things? Well, that's true, I guess. That's true, I guess. Well, that's been several years ago now. He's still waiting to turn into a crystal, but I'll give him credit. He's got some tremendous reserves. He's not gone yet, but sadly, he's not going to understand until he dies that, you know, he ain't going to turn into a crystal. And it's sad. I find it sad. And the thing about it is he has this really complicated version of what the universe is. It's very similar to that Kabbalah stuff that we talked about earlier this week and last week, in which you got all this weird stuff going on all the time everywhere. And the reality is this. It's not that complicated. God set up the planet. He's omnipresent. He saw the timeline got messed up. He said, okay, we're going to fix it. Inserted Christ, inserted himself, inserted the second Adam as Christ, exact representation of God Almighty according to the book of Hebrew, and fixed it. All right, that's pretty simple. All you have to do is believe in Christ, Jesus, as the Messiah, and now you're reconciled to God Almighty, and you become part of the creation as far as in fellowship with God for all eternity. You're saved. Okay, that's too simple. I can't help how simple it is. It's just that it works. And another thing that I was talking to my friend about college, you know, she goes, you know, you're the reason that, you know, I stopped eating pork. And I said, okay. I said, you don't eat pork anymore. She goes, no. And so I sent her some links today. And here's an article that came out. It says, yes, the scientific evidence says that eating pork does cause cancer. Whoa. And this is from the World Health Organization. It says, what we eat is literally killing us. It concluded there's a clear evidence that eating processed meat causes cancer. Particularly, the World Health Organization mentioned processed pork products such as bacon, sausages, and hot dogs. In fact, 3 hot dogs a week increases the risk of leukemia 9 times in children. Of course, a lot of people don't want to believe this. They say, well, that's not true. It's all made up. No, it's not. The Bible was very clear about the long and lingering diseases and the cancers that are being caused from the eating of unclean meats. It says if you follow God's laws, you don't get sick. If you don't follow God's laws, you do get sick. If you follow God's laws, you stay healthy. If you don't follow God's laws, you get cancer. That's what it says, long and lingering illnesses and diseases and wasting diseases. So we've got to think through all of this stuff. But then there's some other things we need to look at, too. We need to look at what pork really does. And at the Health Master's website, I posted an article that was done for the Biological Therapy, Volume 1, Number 2, 1983, from a couple years ago. And actually, I posted the article a couple years ago. The article was done, 30 years ago, and almost 40 years ago. And it says, The Adverse Influence of Pork Consumption on Health by Professor Hans Reckwig. And it's talking about, you can read this on the Health Master's website, and it says the fact that pork causes stress and gives rise to poisoning is known. It is obvious that this is not only preparations of fresh pork, such as cold cuts, knuckles, feet, ribs, and cutlets, but also cured meats. And he goes into detail about this. And then it talks about the different clean and unclean foods out of Leviticus and out of Deuteronomy. And what's interesting about this, it says that they wanted to figure out what happened to pork when you entered the body. And so they actually radioactively labeled it with isotopes. And they said, we want to check to see what the world happens and where it goes in the body and what happens. And so he goes into detail about a study that was done with this. And he said that what happens is when you eat a great deal of bacon produced from the flesh of pig's back, typical fatty folds occur at the base of the human neck. In other words, it goes to where it biologically belongs. In other words, you start looking like you got a big hump on your back like a pig. The same is true from the consumption of bacon derived from the pig's stomach area, as these patients show thick bulges of fat in their own stomach areas. People who eat ham, especially women, I'm reading right from the article now, show irregular deformation of the buttock and hip areas without even realizing that ham was the cause. So what he's saying is that this product goes back to where it biologically belongs in the human body that it came from on the pig. So you start looking like a hog, basically. And it also massively increases the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. Think, well, why are you picking on pork first thing in the morning? I had my bacon today. Well, maybe you don't need to do that anymore. Get organic turkey bacon without sodium nitrite. Tastes about the same. Is it as good as pork bacon? No. Is it close to being as good as pork bacon? No. I'm just not going to tell you it is because it's not. But it's okay. It's all right if you want to eat stuff like that. But, guys, it's so important that you understand that, you know, there's certain foods that if you eat them are going to cause all kinds of health issues. Now, one other thing I want to talk about today are magnesium deficiencies. You know, magnesium deficiency is one of the primary causes of ventricular fibrillation and heart problems in the United States. In fact, if you don't have enough magnesium, your heart can't beat properly. Why is that? Because magnesium allows the muscle of the heart to relax. Calcium causes it to contract. And when you have too much calcium and not enough magnesium, the heart can go into an arrhythmia. And it's so important that you realize that magnesium is absolutely critical. It is the ultimate heart medicine as far as I'm concerned. And we've got to understand, if we're not getting sufficient quantities of magnesium, which is the fourth most abundant element in the body, our heart and our muscles are going to cramp and not do what they need to do. And that's why we really, and I personally use a lot of the magnesium brain food. It's one of those products. I was having some issues with brain fog. I started using the magnesium brain food, and the brain fog kind of went away. In fact, it's gone. I don't have it anymore. And I take about 4 scoops of the magnesium brain food, like 2 in the morning, 2 in the evening, I put 2 in the shake. Sometimes I'll use 4 at night because it really helps me to sleep. And it pretty much eliminates muscle cramping. So it's a very, very, very important product. And it contains magnesium threonate, which has been shown to be a specific magnesium, which goes through the blood-brain barrier and can feed the brain. So magnesium brain food, incredible product. And when you do that, and when you get that product from us at healthmasters.com, it really helps to support the show. And, guys, it'll make you feel really good. Also, what do you think, buddy? What's your first story?
Oh, that's absolutely. You know, the magnesium brain food has become one of the most popular products we have now. There are so many people that I get such positive feedback from that product on a regular basis, and I always use it during my workouts. During my workouts, emphasis on that. I usually mix that with a Muscle Blast and HGH stimulant and drink it throughout my workout. Now, of course, everybody's got a different preference on it, but what I found is, especially when you're training, you want to be drinking a lot of fluids, obviously. I mean, generally, I like to have 20 to 30 ounces of fluids while I'm working out. This increases, basically, as far as much water as I can get in my system. This increases hydration. It also helps increase cellular swelling as far as getting a better muscle pump, getting that, driving as many nutrients as you can into the muscle with the products like the Muscle Blast, HGH, Stimulant Magnesium, and it goes right back to what Dad said. When you pump all that magnesium in your system and you're drinking it throughout your whole workout, you know, beginning your workout, when you start your workout, all the way through your workout, after your workout, you're literally just bathing your body in amino acids and magnesium throughout the entire time. Really helps out with muscle recovery, really helps out with muscle stamina, and also, too, really keeps the heart healthy, which is a huge goal for me. Also, too, in other news, I wanted to bring this up because this is very interesting. The Zero Hedge reported on this today, is, you know, we've talked about over the last month the repo lending that's been going on continually from the Federal Reserve. And now the reports that are coming out now just stepped it up to a whole nother level in previewing today's Fed statement regarding purchase operations. On Tuesday's Curvature Securities repo expert Scott Skirum said that he expects the Fed to bring in another $50 billion per day for operations all the way through December. Now, what's interesting about this is the report that got released on it takes it up a whole other step further, even more than what he expected. They go on to say that it's roughly between $35 to $50 billion a day. They go on, here's the kicker on here. The overnight repo offering will increase to at least, and I put that in parentheses as it states, at least $155 billion on December 31st and on January 2nd to cover the turn in a flood of overnight liquidity. That means between December 31st and January 2nd, they're going to pump $300 billion in repo lending into the market to get into New Year, and then it drops back down to $75 billion going in the beginning of the year and into actually the beginning of January. This is something that's really, really troubling. I misquoted on that. It's not a 75 going in the beginning of January. It's 120 billion going into the beginning of January. So it drops from 150 billion to 120 billion. These numbers, guys, sometimes I even get confused on it because what we're seeing here is something really, 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 really big is going on in the market. Add in the incremental liquidity from the expanded overnight repos at the beginning of the year. We're seeing that the Fed will inject a total of just shy of $500 billion into the market in repo loans just within the next 3 weeks. That's half of $1 trillion, guys. Half of $1 trillion in the next coming weeks. It's hard to even fathom that level of money sometimes. This also means that by January 14th, the Fed's balance sheet will have grown by a cumulative $365 billion just in temporary repo loans, with expanded repo loans. And by mid-January, the Fed's total balance sheet, which is currently at $4.06 trillion, will reach an all-time high of $4.5 trillion by January 14th. I honestly don't know what you start doing with this level of funny money. I mean, when you start getting to this point when you're dealing with half of $1 trillion in loans in a couple week period and another $1 trillion here, another half a trillion, another $150 billion, this degree of money only tells me one thing. They are planning on propping up the market as hard as they aggressively can. My question is this. What happens when they stop this repo loan, Dad? If they're doing all this right now and it's just enough to keep the market basically with their head above water, I mean, we see the Dow Jones, of course, it's at an all-time high or this and that, but we're not seeing some massive growth in any of the sectors right now. We're not seeing some massive valuation in a lot of these companies. A lot of stuff is just staying barely stagnant, yet we see the level of money the Fed is pumping in. What do you think this is turning into, and why do you think they're doing this right now? Do you think this is a cover to try to keep it going in the new year, or do you think they're pumping and dumping this, trying to buy up as much as they can until the market collapses?
it's all about keeping Trump in the White House. But, I mean, you know, the problem is the M1 money supply. Now, the M1 money supply, if you talk to economic people, is the amount of money in circulation. And that's the amount of money that's actually available for use for debt maintenance and for paying bills and all the other things that we have. And the M1 money supply in 2007 and 2006, when the market collapsed, was less than $1 trillion in circulation. That was all it was. And so what happens is you start having a money crunch, and the money simply is available. I mean, you go to the bank and you try to withdraw it, it's not there. And banks right now are way behind in their reserve requirements, many of them. And we have a massive debt problem in the debt markets because of derivatives with a 40-to-1 ratio. In other words, if a bank brings in, you know, $1 billion in receipts, it can loan out $40 billion in that receipts, but it has to maintain $1 billion in liquidity in capital in order to maintain the $40 billion in loans. And what's happened is it's not doing it anymore. It's getting further and further out. It used to be 10-to-1, then they changed it to 40-to-1, and now they're going to have to change it even higher. The problem is it's going to cause massive bank runs, which is equivalent to what we had back in 87, in which they have to put in all of this money, like $800 billion into the markets to stabilize the currency. This is the problem that we have when you start doing fiat currency and you start using fractional reserve banking, which is, again, is a Rothschild, Sabbatean Kabbalist, Luciferian Kabbalist, synagogue of Satan, money lending tactic. It always goes back to these guys. It's always the same. I said a bad word. It's always these guys. It's always the same people. And it's sad to me that these guys, you know, that nobody calls them out for who and what they are. And I've told you this, and I'm going to tell it to you again. The Federal Reserve wants Donald Trump in the White House. You know, and now they're saying they're not even going to call any witnesses for the Senate trial. Basically, they're just going to just vote to acquit, you know, which is okay. But the reality is they could actually expose – listen to me, friends. They actually have the ability now. They've got a national forum. Graham could go in there and now start subpoenaing everybody, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Obama, everybody, and put them on the stand with the Russian collusion and all the other stuff that's going on. He could fully expose the deep state. But, of course, he's queer. Whoa, did Ted just say he's queer? Yeah, I did. I just said he's queer. Everybody knows he's queer. All right? And so he doesn't want everybody to know he's queer. And I don't know why, because everybody already knows he's queer. I mean, it's kind of odd to me, but it just is what it is. But there, who knows what else he has that he's done that they know about that they'll expose on him, and his career will be ended forever. Okay? So it's one of these things that, you know, we're in a situation right now in the United States that, you know, we can't be told the truth. Well, people can't really handle the truth, but if we told the people the truth, the government would collapse. I mean, you'd have over 50% of the people who are in our government, as far as elected officials, be compromised. I mean, seriously compromised in a really very compromising way. We've seen that with Jeffrey Epstein. You know, that book, Dead Men Tell No Tales, tells you what happened to Epstein, but I still don't believe he's dead because Mossad doesn't kill Mossad. And so we have all of this stuff happening all of the time, all over the world. But Austin, right now, you're absolutely right. We've got a major problem in the repo markets, and that's the debt markets. And we have this Federal Reserve Bank pumping this money in. Because remember, one of two things is going to happen. Okay, to get Donald Trump reelected. The market's going to collapse, and they're going to blame it on the Democrats because of the impeachment, which is going to get Trump reelected. Or the market will stay supported through the election in November. Then after Trump gets elected, then it's going to collapse. It's going to collapse, and gold's going to go through the roof. They're estimating 2,500 to 3,000 an ounce now, which they've been saying that. It would be way over that anyhow, just because the M1 money supply has been increased so much. But they've held it down on purpose. So something's going to happen really big. This is going to be worse than the 2007, 2008 collapse. So it's going to make that one look like a joke. But again, this is the goal of these clowns. They want to have their order out of chaos. And look what's going on in Virginia right now. Virginia right now is a massive beta test. One of our boots on the ground there, one of the supporters of the show who sends me a lot of information all the time, and I talk to him on a regular basis, is Gene, and he sent me an audio, and Todd can play that for me. If Todd has that queued up, he can play that for me right now.
Let Rockingham me tell you what's going on right now in Virginia. Go ahead, Todd. Last night out at Spotswood High School, just outside of Harrisonburg on Route 33, they had quite a turnout. Estimated 5,000 people were there, filled the gym. The gym itself holds 2,600 people with chairs on the floor, extra chairs on the floor. So it was more than that. The people in the hallways, outside the school, it was quite a turnout for my fellow Virginians, and it looks like all these counties are having a lot of Patriots come out and support.
And you know what's so funny about this? Gene sent me that. Thank you for that, Gene. Is that, you know, we've got a situation right now in Virginia which could spark a new civil war. You remember the governor of Virginia is the guy who said you could let babies lay on the table and die that were aborted, basically bleed out, and not try to save them. So this is who's ahead of Virginia. And Gene's been talking. He had another meeting with thousands more last night. And what we have here is a group of patriots in Virginia that have been overrun by the huge Democrat influx into the state. And these patriots sat on their butts because of Donald Trump, I believe, didn't bother to get out because they figured, you know, he would save them anyhow, and didn't vote in these last election. And now Democrats have taken over Virginia. And this is the goal. The goal is to seize the weapons. And they want to take the assault weapons, AR-15s, AK-47s, probably anything with more than a 10-round magazine, and just take it away like they've done in California. This is the goal of this new world order, is to disarm us and take away our Second Amendment rights. And the spark that starts the next civil war in the United States could start from Virginia, because the legislatures in Virginia, these hardcore leftist communists, lesbian weirdo, homosexual weirdos, communist weirdos, they want to start a war there, apparently. And they're saying now that if they don't comply to what they're being told to do in these different counties, that they can't do these red flag, these gun flags, these Second Amendment sanctuary counties, that they're considering bringing the National Guard in, the state militia, or whatever they're going to bring in order to quell the resistance. Are we talking Humber? Are we Austin Brower? Are we talking Hunger Games? Are we going to have a quelling of the resistance? Go ahead, bud.
Well, no, I've been looking at a lot of the interviews that these guys did yesterday, a lot of the stuff they've been saying. There's no question about it. This rhetoric that's coming out of Virginia representatives now is should be downright scary to anybody that believes in the Constitution, but it should also wake you up to make you realize they're playing for blood. The one Virginia Democratic official, Representative Jerry Conley, came out and basically said, essentially stating about sheriff departments that refuse to follow orders and confiscate weapons or basically arrest people. He said, I would hope they either resign in good conscience because they cannot uphold the law which they were sworn to uphold, or they will be prosecuted for failure to fulfill their oath. This is what he's saying about sheriff's departments. He goes, the law is the law. If that becomes the law, you don't have a choice if you're a sworn officer of the law. McEachin, Representative McEachin, goes in and starts discussing the aspects of cutting off funding that do not comply with gun control measures. He also says here, and I quote, they certainly risk funding, because if the sheriff's department is not going to enforce the law, they're going to lose money. The county attorney offices are not going to have more money to prosecute because their prosecution is going down, and we will cut their funding. He goes on to say right here, ultimately, listen to this, I'm not the governor, but the governor may have to nationalize the National Guard to enforce the law. That's his call, because I don't know how serious these counties are going to get and how severe a violation of the law will be, but that is obviously an option he has. So wait a minute here. These individuals are now decreeing, like they're Caesar Augustus, if we make the law, you will follow the law. You will lick our boots, and you will turn in our firearms. It doesn't matter if it violates the Second Amendment. It doesn't matter if it violates the First Amendment. It doesn't matter if we run the Constitution through a paper shredder. If we say it's the law, it's the law, and we will enforce the law by force, by any means necessary. That's what this guy basically just said here. He didn't beat around the bush with it. He didn't say, well, you know, we're going to kind of talk to them and see, you know, if they want to comply. If not, we may have to amend some stuff. No, they're saying here, A, if they don't comply and the sheriff's departments don't support it, they're going to be either terminated or they're going to be arrested and prosecuted, the sheriff's departments, the sheriff officers of those counties. And if it escalates, they're cutting funding. If it escalates further, they're deploying the National Guard on United States U.S. citizens and U.S. sheriff's departments. I mean, are we really talking about this right now? Is this really, really how far they're going to go? I believe it is. We've talked about it before. I've had so many people argue with me, numerously argue with me, They're even moderate patriots. They say the Second Amendment's not under attack. They're never going to do anything about that. We got Donald Trump in there. The Second Amendment's fine. They can't do anything about it. They talk big game. They talk big game. How's that working out for California? How's that working out for California out there? Oh, wait. How's that working out for New Jersey? You know, you get caught with a 10 or 15 round magazine or 30 round magazine, it's a felony. 18 months in prison, $10,000 fine from a plastic magazine. What about the entire United States population now? If we get caught with a plastic bumfire stock that has zero impact on the firing mechanism or trigger assembly on a firearm, just a plastic stock. If you get caught with that now, ATF charges you with felony possession of a machine gun. That's right. But of course, Second Amendment's not under attack. Donald Trump's going to save us all. You know, everything's going to be perfect with this. Guys, wake up. This isn't a joke anymore. We even have an article that just popped up from Doug Hagman last night. This is interesting as well because I didn't even realize this was going on. And, of course, they're blatantly trying to do everything they can. Activists now have posted a website, a very intricate, very detailed website, as of late this September. The site is called Donald Trump Watch. And it's every single person in the continental United States that has donated a penny or more to the Donald Trump campaign. It includes their Google Map GPS address, their name, how much they have contributed, how many times they've contributed, and the last time they contributed, right there on the website. Hagman went into detail on it, so I went on the website. I wanted to see what it was. So I clicked in our area code for the office here in Arbordale, where our office is at, where I live around here. Of course, I gave zero money to Donald Trump, zero. I don't believe in giving money to politicians. I never have. That's just my personal opinion. Everybody's got their stance on that. If you're a multi-billionaire, alleged multi-billionaire, and you want to run for office, then you need to go ahead and spend your billions of dollars in money. I don't sit here and ask people to give me money to pay my electric bill. I don't ask people to go in and pay a mortgage or pay a car payment. That's what you do on your own accord. If you want to do something, you come up with the funding for it. But I digress. There are hundreds of people in my area that have donated to Donald Trump, I have found out. And I know some of them as their names pop up and I recognize their names. This is interesting because they have it also on a red, yellow, blue list. The blue list, which is odd, and the blue buttons that pop up, I can't get them to work. Red ones are basically anybody that's contributed multiple times recently. Yellow ones are ones that basically only contributed in 2016 and so forth. And it's all over the entire United States. You can click on it. Now, my question is this. If we know that we have representatives now all across the country in numerous states that are now telling us that we basically are going to have our firearms taken away from us, we've had now them saying in Virginia they're going to pull the National Reserve out to deploy them on the Sheriff's Department of civilians if they don't give up their firearms or relinquish them. We have a list now of every single person in the United States that's public, that's out there now, to go in. And by the way, it says this right here. These are the Americans that believed his lies. Our president is a liar, and their contributions to him, here they are. And it basically is the website specifically set up, and it goes on beside the quote from Voltaire. Those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. That's actually a true statement. However, they're trying to use this to spin the narrative on the Patriots. We have to be very careful now with what happens in Virginia. Everybody needs to be boots on the ground. Everybody needs to be very awake and very aware. But also, everybody needs to be very, very disciplined. And I mean that with the utmost certainty. They will, and I promise you, as controlled as the media is, if there's any way to spin the narrative and turn it onto the Patriot community, they're going to do so. Remember, they own the media. They control the media. If there is something that occurs and a Patriot clacks off with a rifle out of his car because something happens, they will make sure that every single gun owner in the entire United States moves right up to the pedestal of Adolf Hitler. I mean that sincerely. They will make sure every single patriot in the entire United States is so demonized that they will ignite their own civil war if we do one single thing stupid, or even if we do something in defense that's not 100%, 110% justified. Let me clarify that. So be aware of this when you go to these rallies. I highly support them. I make sure that they need to be supported. I talk about this right now. We're going to have stuff down here in Florida next pretty soon. soon as well. But be aware that you are going to be held to a higher level of accountability in these situations, because they will do anything they can to provoke us. And if they can provoke us and get us to do anything on an offensive manner first, they are going to make sure that we are the United States terrorists. We are the homegrown terrorist insurgents, and they will use the entire force that they have at their disposal to quell any insurrection in the United States, including bringing in the United Nations into this country. Best believe that. It's ironic that the entire United States, in most cases, was massively supportive of Iraq. We've been supportive of all these Middle Eastern wars. We've gone into countries that have had no interest in us being there, taken over all the reserves, taken over the finances, taken over all the different, the oil, everything. Anybody, by the way, you talk to any military guy, any Army, any Marine, any Navy, anybody that's deployed in the sandbox, they will tell you. Anybody that essentially has a gun and defends their city, defends their town, defends their village, defends their oil field, they are labeled an insurgent immediately. And they are shot on sight, pretty much, if they engage them. If they engage in a firefight, they have full extent, the full brunt of the U.S. military dropped on top of their head over there in those Middle Eastern countries. Now, the question is, if we've trained individuals to respond like that to people that were protecting their own country, and we deploy them and we say, hey, those are the terrorists, those are the bad guys, kill the bad guys if they have a gun, what do you think they're going to do here to us if they go, those are the bad guys, those are the insurgents with guns, those are the ones that are providing the resistance, those are the ones that are trying to break down democracy in the United States, you have to take them out and we will drop the entire force of the United States military on their head along with the United Nations? Don't think it's happened? Need to read some stories about the Civil War and see how that turned out. That was a very interesting war when you actually find out what really happened, and it had almost nothing to do at the beginning with slavery whatsoever. Understand, guys, when you attend these rallies, I'm reiterating this again, I know I'm repeating myself, you conduct yourself in a professional, respectful manner, you do not get hot-headed, you maintain your cool, you maintain your temper, and you do not, under any circumstances, deploy firearms for any reason whatsoever, unless it is the absolute last-ditch effort to protect yourself and your family. I cannot be any more clear on that, Dad. I just wanted to address that because there's a lot of stuff going on right now, and we have representatives running off at the mouth like this. They're doing this intentionally to see how the public is going to respond to it and to incite aggression and violence among the patriots. If they can get any of them, just one of them, to do something stupid, it will be on the front page of every newspaper, the main website of every mainstream media, and they will repeat it over and over and over and over again. It's ironic in New Jersey, the two shooters, the man and female that went on the spree and shot, what, three or four civilians, shot a police officer, was in a three-hour gunfight with him in the middle of New Jersey. They didn't talk about who they were. Finally, it's gotten released now. They were black, basically Israelites. They believed they were the black Hebrew Israelite sect that were with the black Israelites. They thought they were black Jews. That's what they identified as. Those are the groups they were with, and they shot other Jews in that area and shot a cop and got in a gunfight. Now, you can't get any more twisting of a narrative that doesn't go along with the mainstream media. You have a state that's banned assault weapons, that's banned high-capacity magazines, and you had black Jews that shot white Jews. Man, imagine why they didn't talk about that in the media at all. Imagine that. Why didn't CNN cover that topic day and night, every single day, demanding that firearms be relinquished in New Jersey? Oh, that's right. Firearms already have been seized in New Jersey and banned in New Jersey, and it didn't go along with the narrative. Understand, they have the power to change the narrative in one single night with their mainstream media, and they will do so if they have any inch, any excuse, any reason to put it on us, they will do so. So please be aware of that when you're attending these rallies. And that's my statement on that, Dad.
Well, you know, you're right. I mean, they're looking for a precipitating incident. They're looking for a 9/11. They're looking for a shot heard around the world. They're looking for something to go in. And notice Donald Trump is pretty much silent on what's going on in Virginia. I guess Nero's fiddling while Rome burns. I guess that's probably the way to look at it. You go, I can't believe you just said that. Well, I just did, didn't I? And, you know, remember, his daughter is the one who went to the congressional people and the senators and asked them to pass a national federal red flag gun law that was being pushed by her father. And oh, by the way, didn't Donald Trump also talk about white privilege here a few months ago? Yeah, he did that too. Notice no one's mentioning that anymore. You know, and everybody's, you know, he's the savior. Now, let me explain something to you, bud. Here's the deal. We have a serious spiritual rot in the United States of America. We've been infiltrated via the Frankfurt School, via communism, via the Kabbalah, via the Sabbateans. All of these groups have come in now and have taken over our educational system. There's one young man who was thrown out of law school for making some comments. I mean, he spent his whole life trying to get to law school, thrown out, and now the FBI is investigating him because he talked about there's nothing wrong with being white, put up a flyer. And basically, now the FBI is at his door. You think, well, why would they do that? And the problem is this. Why would Trump allow this? It's a federal agency. I mean, he loves to pass executive orders protecting Israel. And that's okay, whatever he wants to do with it. I mean, it's his choice. But why does he do a federal order basically saying that whites are okay? Why don't we become a protected class instead of being attacked constantly? I mean, why not? We're going to protect people and give them special interest rights. Let's go ahead and protect white people. My gosh, they're telling us now within 20 years we'll be minority and we'll be done. And, you know, it's sad to me. You know, and I'm going to say this again. If I was black, I would be proud I'm black. If I was Jewish, I would be proud I was Jewish. If I was Hispanic, I'd be proud I was Hispanic. If I was white, I'd be proud I was white. Now, mind you, if I had been born Jewish, I would have already converted to Christianity for what I know. Now, so here's the deal. Why in the world isn't it okay to say it's okay to be white? Why is it the FBI shows up this ex-law student who was expelled, basically, for making another comment about other stuff, about being white? I mean, what, do they think he's a homegrown terrorist? You bet they do. You bet they do. You know, why can Madonna run around saying she's going to blow up the White House and how these Hollywood stars can say they're going to kill Donald Trump or want to shoot him or burn him in effigy or shoot him on a TV show? I mean, why is it they are allowed to do all of this stuff and nothing ever happens to them? You know, you got to think through this stuff about who's running the country and why. Here's the little article I want to pull up again. I mentioned this a second ago, Fox News. Graham says he won't call any impeachment witnesses in the Senate committee. He says it's a crock. Here he has the ability right now to expose all of these people, but he doesn't want to expose them. By the way, U.S. judge has blocked Trump from using, another U.S. judge did it again, basically has blocked Trump from using the $3.6 billion in Pentagon money on the border wall, which really isn't doing much anyhow. So I think they've got 69 miles of old fence they've rebuilt. By the way, Syria's Assad has said the OPCW faked a report on an attack near Damascus, which, by the way, is getting zero coverage in the mainstream media. I just thought I'd mention that again. And another really odd story here to me, and it deals back with frequency and DNA. It says that a Nevada man, DNA changes after his bone marrow transplant, excuse me, and is replaced by that of a German donor following a treatment for leukemia. I'm going to leave that one posted on the website so you can read through it. And then we talk about totalitarian governments in Sweden and how a college professor was talking about the raping of Swedish women. She's a Swedish college professor, and being done by migrant gang raping hordes. And as she was getting off the airplane coming back from vacation, she was surrounded by 9 soldiers at the airport. They didn't even tell her why she was being surrounded. She was immediately arrested at the airport, escorted and searched, and basically dragged off into the police precinct because she was investigating migrant rape. And then finally, at about midnight or so, in Stockholm, they threw her out of the precinct and just dropped her off on the street in the middle of nowhere, no cabs around, and just told her to get out. What is that? What does that even mean? Well, what that means is this. Shut up, white person. Shut up! Can't talk about who rapes who. Ooh. If it's a black guy raping a person, and can't say that. If it's a white guy raping a person, can't say that. If it's a Hispanic guy raping a person, can't say that. If it's a Muslim guy saying something, can't say that. If it's a Jewish person raping somebody, can't say that. Why? Why can't you say an ethnic group is doing a certain amount of harm? Why isn't that allowed? why is that verboten? You know, why is that not okay? Well, because it's not supposed to be okay. See, but here's the problem with all of this stuff. When people love their country, say, I love the United States of America, and I do. I love my country, and I want the United States of America to stay the United States of America. Well, you can't say that. I just did. Well, you can't say that. Why can't I say I want our country to remain stable? Well, you can't say that because that's prejudice against people who want to change it. Well, who wants to change it? The progressives, the liberals, the lesbians, the communists, the right-wingers, the Zionists. I mean, who wants to change the country? So you have to go in with a narrative that it's not okay to want change as far as, you know, to make things like they were in the past. In other words, you don't want people to say, I liked it when Mr. Ed or I Dream of Jeannie, okay, or Gomer Pyle, USMC, or Hogan's Heroes was on the TV back in the 60s, and I liked The Innocence of America, and I liked the Norman Rockwell of America, and I liked it when people loved our country, and our country was capable of doing anything because we believed in the United States and its values. Oh, you can't say that either now. Why? Because the Frankfurt School came in the 30s, and they started reprogramming the educational system. These are the communists out of Germany that were basically run out of Germany by Hitler and came to Columbia University and other major U.S. institutions and started pushing this rhetoric, this propaganda of all of this weird stuff and weirdness into all of the major university systems and extreme liberal stuff. And this is the group that now runs the country. This is the group now, the educational elite, that tell us what we're supposed to believe and tell us what we're not supposed to believe. These are the ones that have come in now and brainwashed our children. I've got a friend of mine. His name is Steve, down in Miami. He's a lifelong friend. I've known him for close to over about 45 years now. Actually, I spent my first semester, my first quarter, it was quarters back then at Florida State University in the fall of 75 in a scholarship house, and he was in the scholarship house with me. Well, I was one of 17 students there. And what happened is Steve's son went to Florida State and became liberalized. And now Steve's son and Steve are basically on the fritz, and his son is unbelievably disrespectful towards Steve because Steve's conservative. Now, you think, why would they do that? Because they have to program the brains and the minds and the hearts of the youth. They have to do this because it destroys nationalism. This is what the Frankfurt School did. They wanted to find out why Nazi Germany and Germany in general did not embrace communism in the 20s. And in the teens, when it swept through Russia, it was a complete failure in Germany. They wanted to know why. What happened in Germany to make this not palatable to the German people? And it was basically a group think tank that was put together to figure out how to stop nationalism. And then they got run out of Germany because Hitler had enough of them. Said, you got to go, you know, because the fascists came in and said, we're not going to do this because we believe in a unified Germany and a powerful Germany. And so they had to leave. Otherwise, they were going to be persecuted. So they left. They left Germany. And remember, this is the same year that Samuel Untermeyer declared war on Germany. And what ended up happening is they came to the United States to basically infiltrate the United States to destroy the nationalism of the United States, which allowed us to come in and defeat the Germans in World War I and to defeat the Germans in World War II and to defeat the Japanese in World War II. They wanted to know why this happened, why it was such strong rhetoric with the American population. I'm proud to be an American. They want to know why and how to get rid of it. And that's what you're seeing now. You're watching deaths by a thousand cuts culminating in Virginia saying, hey, you, taking your guns away, whether you want to or not, we're bringing in the National Guard. We're going to take him away, and we're going to force a full – the idiots are so stupid in the Virginia legislature, they don't realize they're about to do a full-blown civil war with Virginia being a key state, unless – they want this to be the precipitating factor, like Austin said, and cause a flashpoint to occur to allow them at that point to impose martial law and run through everybody's home with metal detectors to pull all the weapons. That's where this is going. House-to-house search, either by UN troops, National Guard, American military, law enforcement officers, metal detectors, everybody's home and backyards. And when you say backyards, well, in case you decide to bury the weapon in Cosmoline in a shrink wrap or in a tube, they're going to find them back there too. They're going to do everything. You think, well, could they really do that? Well, they really can, and they have done that before and passed in other countries. This is the goal of this new world order, because you see, it doesn't matter if we're this is from Mars or Venus, I say that kind of tongue-in-cheek, or if they're an interdimensional entity in the form in this dimension, a 50-caliber rifle round still has the same effect on them. It's not pretty. And they don't want that. They don't want that. They want to make sure that they can have complete and total compliance. You know, you think about this. A bunch of these spaceships, when they crashed back in the 40s and the 50s, if you do the research on it, and I've done a whole show on this before, they had human body parts in the ships. Like, yeah, like you're cutting up a cow or something. Yeah, okay, well, that seems awful weird to me. It seems weird to you guys, too, but it's the stuff that I've read. Yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure that some of this is accurate, but the reality is this. Why are they doing that? Are we on the menu? I mean, literally, I mean, they already like to do this. Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour. We already know they drink blood and they eat these young children they sacrifice. I mean, who in the heck is running this planet? Oh, that's right. I talked about that last Thursday and Friday in depth about who they are, what they do. And then I've done a show a few months ago that we played for you guys that talked about how they get their food sources. You think, well, this is some weird stuff, Ted. Why are you talking about this? I thought this show was going pretty good. These start talking about this stuff. Hey, look, here's the thing, guys. Our battle's not against flesh and blood. There's some things out there that you don't want to know about or that you already do know about that you don't wish you wish you had never seen. And just there's certain things we just need to just keep praying that just go away. And we need to realize they're there, they're real, not to have to dwell on them. But, guys, it's time that we as Christians got together. And I cannot stand it when one Christian attacks another Christian. Now, here's what's happening a lot in the alternative media. We've got so many lawsuits going on. And why is that? Because so-and-so is named such-and-such, and such-and-such is named so-and-so, and everybody's naming each other as far as whatever. And they're either making up stuff or they're bringing out closed secrets that people don't need to be disclosing to other people, and they're backbiting each other. It's happening within Christian circles. Why is this happening? Primarily, it's because so many people who are in alt media have lost their funding. Why? Because of the censorship. And this is what they do. If a person's out in the middle of the ocean and there's not a life jacket and somebody jumps in, even could he happen in a swimming pool, it doesn't make any difference, we're in a lake, and a person jumps in to save them and the person's drowning, they don't see the person saving them as the person saving them. They see them as a life jacket. And they're going to try to climb on top of them to get buoyancy. In the meantime, the person trying to save them drowns. And then both drowning. It happens all the time. That's why it's so dangerous to try to save somebody. That's why you need to throw a rope to them or something to pull them out of the water, because they'll climb all over you because they think you're the life jacket. A lot of alt-media people now are attacking other alt-media people for clickbait. They're coming up with all kinds of crazy stories for clickbait. We've talked about this. And the problem is, if you don't have funding either through YouTube or whatever, you end up in a situation where you start getting desperate to get your bills paid. And when you start getting desperate to get your bills paid, you'll do anything for clickbait. When you do that, you start picking and slamming other people. That's why I don't do that on this show. Now, I'll talk about the gay Kenyan. All right, he's fair game. He's a president. He's former president, or Donald Trump, or, you know, the witch of Benghazi, or whatever, you know, or Joan Rivers saying that Michelle Obama's a tranny and that Obama's gay. You know, I'll say all that stuff, but I'm not picking on individual patriots that are trying to go out there and tell the truth to the best of their abilities. They're a bunch of people that I support in alt media. And I agree with probably 90% of what most of them say. I don't agree with 100% of what any of them say. And they don't agree with 100% of what I say. And that's okay. It doesn't mean we should be picking on each other, taking each other to court, and slandering each other on the air. Because when you do that kind of stuff, all it does is brings dissension. And the Bible's very clear about that, about the division of the brethren. It said it's better to be wrong than it is to go to court in front of the unbeliever. That's what it says about Christians. And we need to maintain that composure. And we need to support one another to the best of our abilities and continually uplift and pray for one another, like I pray for you guys every day. I mean, this is what we have to do, because the world shall know that you're my disciples because you love one another and you walk in love. Remember that, guys. Always remember that. I appreciate you guys. I also want your next story.
That's really well said. Bud. And I mean, I agree with you so much on that. And that's why we really do try to keep the show as neutral as we can, especially when it comes to other people in the community, because there's a lot of stuff out there now. And we've seen it. You guys have seen it. We've all seen it. They're trying to push disinformation. They're trying just to keep things relevant. And that's why we do on our show is bring you guys pretty much the latest news, the newest stuff that's going on, and try to bring it to you as abruptly as we can, as quickly as we can, I say abruptly, but as quick as we can in 57 minutes, no commercials. And that's why we do it. And the support of healthmasters.com enables us to be able to do that. And one thing I wanted to kind of touch base on a little bit, because I didn't mention it earlier, but I brought it up, I wanted to clarify it. California now, if you remember, they've slowly removed the ability to own certain guns, certain accessories, certain things. Remember in July of this year, they put a bill in, they actually put it into law, that you had to have a background check to buy any ammunition now. If you bought it out of the state and brought it in, you basically got charged with a felony. You can't ship it in unless you ship it to a dealer and you get a background check. Well, since July, they've had 345,000, roughly, ammunition background checks performed. It has only stopped 101 people that were allegedly prohibited people. So out of almost 350,000 ammunition background checks, it stopped 101 people from buying ammo. Now, it doesn't. They won't tell you what they're prohibited. Now, here's the kicker. The system glitch, and I use that term very, very sarcastically because that's what they've called it, has blocked over 62,000 legal gun owners from purchasing ammunition. 62,000 people have been blocked. Article here from Zachary Burr, he was talking about it. He went in to buy shotgun shells for his duck hunting trip last month. He was rejected because it said his personal information didn't match. They go on to say here in this article, it goes on and on and on here. This is from BearingArms.com. Really interesting article that everybody needs to read. I'm going to put it up on the website today. This shows you why I tell you, you never can allow yourself to be in a position where you have to ask permission to buy firearms or buy ammunition, because this is exactly what's happened in California now. They said the GOJ court filing now has said that more than 19,000 ammunition buyers were basically rejected from buying ammo because they weren't in the database. Simply because they weren't in the database. Another 22,000 were rejected because the address mismatch, many of them due to having moved since the last time they bought a gun. Over 8,000 had names in the state registry, but didn't match their identification exactly. Basically, they misspelled it when they put it in the registration. So, of course, they go in to buy ammunition, say you need to go buy more defensive ammunition because there's somebody in your area that's a known predator that's on the loose. You need to go buy ammunition because you don't have any more because you can't buy any half the time. It's so expensive. You go to buy a box of ammunition. You go to the store. Sorry, you're rejected. You mean I can't buy ammunition to defend myself? No, you can't. This is an issue. You have to file this with the DOJ now, the California Department of Justice. You got to let them know that you've basically been blocked from buying ammunition. And when they get around to actually seeing your case that you basically submit, they'll figure out what's going on. And if you're prohibited, you can't buy it. And if it's a glitch, we'll try to fix it. And we'll let you know when you can buy ammunition. That's literally what they're doing in California right now. This is what happens when a tyrannical government takes over and you have to ask permission to do things such as defend yourself. So I just want to kind of bring that up and add on to that what I was talking about earlier. This is the overall goal. Remember, Obama's the one that started this. He was the one that brought up the idea of having background checks for purchasing ammunition. And it didn't take hold in a lot of states because it's so totalitarian. But of course, California, you know, they banned straws. Oh, man, you can't have a straw over there. You know, we're helping the environment. Now, if you want to poop on the sidewalk and drop heroin needles, you know, yeah, we don't really have a problem with that. I mean, we don't mind HIV-positive needles and feces all over the sidewalk. You know, you're homeless. We can't give you a hard time for that. But, hey, you're a law-abiding citizen. You want to buy ammunition. No. We got to do a full background check on you. We got to know what you ate for breakfast when you were 13 years old. And if we don't have that information, we're blocking you from buying ammunition. This is not a joke anymore in this country, Dad. And this is exactly what they're doing with the template in many other states right now, trying to follow California's basically aspects of what they've done now.
You know, Austin, this is what the communists do. I mean, this is what they've done to Europe.
Exactly
they,
right.
They've disarmed Europe. They basically have put the euro in. They've gotten rid of all the border controls. They've gotten rid of all the nationalities. I mean, Germans are like ashamed to be Germans now. They've been so programmed. They accept anything they're told to do, like a bunch of sheep walking around. That's a shame. And so, you know, it's just it's just, it is what it is. But that's 70 years of propaganda on TV and radio about how horrible Germans are. And now they're all like, oh, God, let's not have any babies anymore. We're so horrible, we're going to go ahead and self-extinguish. Okay, good. Go ahead and self-extinguish. Yeah, okay, that's weird. But then you get people like the Hungarian prime minister says the only solution to the world's problems is return to Christianity. This is what Orban said. I love this guy. I mean, I got a ticket over there for doing a doggone being on an Autobahn without having the proper decal on my car. And I paid it gladly because it's Hungary. I mean, I didn't care. I said, I don't care. I'll support him for that. But Hungary's prime minister believes that the Christians who are being protected from persecution today may rise and even save Europe tomorrow. Hungarian Prime Minister Orban gave a powerful speech in Budapest during the Second International Conference on Christian Prosecution. He declared, I'm convinced that in order to save Europe, those who could provide us with the biggest help are those who are helping right now. We're sowing a seed, giving the persecutor what they need, and getting back from them their Christian faith, love, and persistence. Orban argues that his country's Christian identity gives Hungary an obligation to help other Christian communities. Hungarians believe that Christian values lead to peace and happiness, which they do, and this is why our constitution states that protection of Christianity is an obligation for the Hungarian state, he says. Guys, this is so important. It's so important to understand that we and who we are in Christ Jesus, and to go back to the roots that made this country great. If you're going to make America great again, go back to the roots. Go back to the reality of who we are. Go back to the Constitution. Go back to the Second Amendment and say, we're going to support this and get rid of this weird stuff in our legislatures. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Have a great, great weekend. Austin will be on with Hagman tonight. God bless you. Austin, go ahead and finish it up, bud.
Absolutely. I got some more stuff we're going to be talking about on Hagman tonight, so stay tuned. All the way from doctors wanting to put children now on cholesterol medication because their cholesterol is allegedly too high, which some of them may be because of their diet, but again, more push on pharmaceutical drugs. Also be talking to and some of the stuff that we've seen coming out now about the CIA's involvement in Wikipedia and more aspects of what we've seen in Virginia and California and so forth. I'm going to touch base on a few other stories that I have relating to those. I simply just ran out of time today. And, of course, I'll have a couple more health articles for you today for the show on the Hagman Report tonight. So, again, thank you for the continued support of Health Masters. Supporting us and just buying your supplements from us keeps this show going. As Dad said many times, a lot of people already buy vitamins. They'll go buy the cheap vitamins at Sam's or Walmart. If you don't know what's in your product and you can't figure out if it's working, go buy something that's high quality and call us up if you need help with it and get some of your supplements from us if you want to support the show. We produce the highest quality supplements we can physically make, and you can look at the ingredients and look at the dosage and compare them to other companies. I can promise you 99% of the time, in most cases, we're going to beat the other companies almost every time, especially when it comes to price point and actual availability and total amount in the bottle as well. So be sure to do your research. Understand that what you put in your body makes a difference on how you feel. We thank you again for your support of Health Masters. If you need anything, give us a call, email us. Be sure to check out the product of the week that we have right now, the chelation therapy designed to remove heavy metals out of your system with our EDTA. A lot of good nutrients in that, so be sure to check it out. Thank you for the support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome weekend. I'll talk to you on Hagman tonight, and we'll talk to you again on this show Monday as always.
On Facebook.